This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the program today, coming up, we'll have singers from Champaign Centennial High School to preview their spring musical, which is happening next week. It's Andrew Lloyd Webber's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That's coming up later in the show. First, I'll be talking with Nashville-born and still resident guitarist William Tyler, who is coming to play at Indigo Artist Co-op tonight, along with guitarist Nick Rudd. They're not playing together, but Nick will play first, William will play second, and that is in downtown Champaign. So we'll be hearing some of his music and in conversation. That's coming up right now. It's Live and Local. That was music called Missionary Ridge, performed and written by guitarist William Tyler, who's native of and based in Nashville, Tennessee. He's going to be coming to the Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign for a show that starts tonight at 8 o'clock, sharing that with the guitarist Nick Rudd, who's local with a couple of bands from around here. And that music came off of William's CD called Behold the Spirit, which came out in 2010, I believe. And he is my guest on this portion of Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So before we talk about this particular CD, which has some interesting aspects to it, I'm looking at the bio that you have up of yourself on your website, and you refer to Nashville as, quote, a town where guitarists are as common as television sets or pigeons, unquote, which is a great way to think about it, and no doubt true. But it also raises the question, what do you do in that situation to make yourself stand out? What have you been doing to make yourself stand out in that kind of a crowd?
Well, I think what's one of the interesting things about growing up here and playing music is that it's obviously a guitar town, like the Steve Earle song, but it's honestly a singer-songwriter town in a lot of ways. I grew up around that. My father was a country songwriter. I grew up going to a lot of writers' nights at places like the Bluebird. And I guess at some point when I started out playing music, I was in bands and I was writing songs and lyrics and singing. And I don't know, a few years ago I just started being more interested in composing pieces that were instrumental and just seeing if the melodies could carry, you know, the weight of the pieces rather than lyrics that may or may not be too precious or contrived or anything, or probably the same mistakes I've been making before when I was writing lyrics. And I guess what I'm saying is, ironically, as many guitar players as there are in this community, there actually aren't any people doing the kind of music that I do down here. There isn't a lot of instrumental fingerstyle guitar playing that I'm aware of. There's not a big community of it here, and so it's actually, I guess what I do does stand out in the community. It's probably one of the reasons I've stayed here for so long and not moved somewhere like out west or, you know, up north, where there's maybe more people that I'm friends with that kind of do similar music. But so yeah, there's certainly a lot of amazing guitar players in Nashville, some of whom I grew up around, many of whom are much, much better than I'm ever going to be. But yeah, you just, you know, you're part of a community of world-class musicians. Everybody's got their own vocabulary, and you all hopefully are able to teach each other things musically. Yeah.
Well, as you said, singer-songwriters abound, and also just generally country artists, and of course,
yeah,
Nearly always words go along with that, lyrics go along with that. certainly they do in folk music. And I guess I had seen some of your videos in which you do some singing. And so when I heard music from this particular CD and didn't hear any singing, I was a little bit surprised. Maybe it's just I hadn't explored enough of some of the videos that you sent along. But I did notice in the videos, and since you're not actually here with us live in the studio, I can't comment on how things are now. But it's really common for guitarists to have a long thumbnail. I noticed that you have at least two or three other really long nails on your hands. And it may be on all five, as I couldn't quite see. And so, I mean, that struck me just as a visual element. And I wonder just how common that is, because usually people maybe have a long thumbnail and then they'll also use a pick, or they might, if of course they're banjo pickers, they'll have picks on their fingers, but that's a whole other story.
I tried using metal finger picks a couple of years ago, and I didn't have the patience to stick with it. I wasn't comfortable playing that style. I tried growing out my fingernails, and then I tried reinforcing them and taking vitamin supplements and lots of other things people do to strengthen their natural nails. The only thing that ever worked for me was acrylic nails, and I started doing that about 4 years ago. And so, yeah, they do. There's a couple of videos where they're sort of in Nosferatu length.
Yeah, exactly.
they aren't like that right now. I think it would really creep my girlfriend out if they were. But I don't know. I actually was thinking today, I was doing a session with somebody, and I was thinking that probably getting a little too long and I should file them down. But, you know, it's not super common. Most of the people I know in Nashville who do it are classical guitar players. The guy who actually told me I should start going to a nail salon, he was kind of like, he's like, I know it sounds embarrassing, but, like, we all do it. And they were all, like, you know, grad student guitar player, you know, guitar majors and doing classical stuff. Most of the guys I know who play country, you know, either use, like, a thumb pick, or I know some people that use metal picks. I mean, all the guys I know that play steel use metal picks. I play a little steel guitar, but I just, you know, I use my acrylic nails, so.
So these are nails you actually attach to your own nails?
Or yeah, this is great. I love getting to talk about fake nails on the radio. You go in to a nail salon, and they put attachments on, and then they put all this acrylic finish on them to keep them from, you know, to keep them in place. And it lasts for about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and then you have to get them refinished. So like I said, it's kind of a goofy thing to do, but it definitely works. And like I said, I just never got into using metal picks, which is, I love the way they sound, and I really like guys who use them, but I've never got my head around how to use them, so.
Well, what is your, actually before I ask any more questions, let's people hear a little bit more of your music, but I do have a question, a follow-up question to that. And Behold the Spirit is your so far first and only solo CD, correct?
Yeah, it is. I did an album under a moniker called The Paper Hats, which came out about 4 years ago in Europe, but it's sort of out of print over here. So this is like the first record that I did under my own name, which is another thing that I was always kind of reluctant to just use my name. Maybe from growing up in Nashville around a lot of singer-songwriters, but I'm glad I started doing it. So.
Yeah, sure. Well, the CD is called Behold the Spirit, and this is a tune called, all right, so you had to tell me in advance how this is pronounced,
okay.
If I even remember, OASPE?
OASPE.
Which is spelled O-A-H-S-P-E. Where does that name come from?
It's the name of a late 19th century, early 20th century spiritual text that was channeled by somebody, kind of like a weird alternate cosmology of the universe and, you know, wacky stuff that I'm into. It's just like a weird, rare book that I think my folks actually had a copy of it that I inherited. Something about the idea of that just I thought was pretty amazing, and it was a weird word that whoever wrote the book made up. So,
well, it is a weird word, and it's not overly weird music. It starts with a number of the tunes on this CD do. There's some kind of extra musical things going on
right
here. I just wrote this down as being almost sort of some sort of water noise.
It's actually from an old Folkways record of underwater marine life sounds, and we ran it through like a bunch of echo and stuff and looped it. So, I mean, I've always been interested in tape composition, sound effects, going back to when I was a kid, and I do try to incorporate those elements into what I do. I haven't done like a full record of that kind of stuff, but I would like to at some point. I think it's a good contrast to the melodic aspect.
Sure. Well, here is the music by William Tyler. Sorry, performed by William Tyler. OWASPE is the name of the tune. Behold the Spirit, the name of the CD, and he's going to be at Indigo Artists Co-op in Champaign tonight for a show that starts at 8:00. It's live and local. Music called OWASPE, OAHSPE is the name of it. William Tyler, the guitarist and the composer, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We were talking about the fingernails, the acrylic, and so on, and not quite having figured out how to deal with regular finger picks, which leads to the question, what is your guitar background, and how did you come around to the technique that you've got? I mean, you said you've got some classical guitar friends, and that is kind of what I thought of when I saw those fingers on the videos in the first place.
Well, I started out playing in more kind of like punk and new wave type bands when I was a teenager. I played for a long time in a band from Nashville called Lamb Chop, and that got me more interested in a sort of extra things outside what I was listening to. I mean, what I was listening to as a teenager was mainly, like I said, you know, guitar pop music, guitar rock music, old and new. And what I ended up getting into through Lamb Chop was, you know, a lot of things like Countrypolitan music like Jim Reeves, avant-garde classical music, old soul records from Memphis, you know, like the old Stax and High stuff, and just, you know, I think at some point I went to the library and checked out a couple of CDs, and one of them was a Can CD and the other one was a John Fahey CD, and I think it was like, for some reason, those two were just like sitting next to each other in the return bin or something, and I never heard of either one of them. And I remember that was a pretty important weekend. After that, I was about 19, and I got really into the Fahey music and Sandy Bull and Robbie Basho and all the Tacoma guys. That's kind of what opened me into playing instrumental guitar stuff. The same path that a lot of people have, although it's interesting because like one of the earliest musical memories I have of getting into that kind of guitar music was the acoustic Led Zeppelin stuff, which is still like a huge, huge cornerstone for me. All that stuff like Led Zeppelin 3 and the acoustic stuff on Physical Graffiti, that was, I still hear that a lot in what I do, and I really get a kick out of it when people hear that reference. And they're like, you know, I was listening to you and it reminded me of Led Zeppelin or Jimmy Page. I was like, that's awesome, because no one, you know, like I totally am trying to go for that.
Did you ever have any formal guitar lessons? Because, I mean, technically you've got a lot going on.
I had a guitar teacher and he wanted me to learn Eagles songs, and I was trying to get him to show me how to play Ramones songs, and so we kind of parted ways, but we're still friendly. I think he would like what I'm doing now. And I probably listen to the Eagles more than the Ramones now these days anyway. But, yeah, so I never had any formal training in terms of the acoustic style. And I have probably a peculiar method of picking and holding my hand. And, you know, anytime, like, actual technically trained guitar players see me play, they always have questions about my methods. And I'm just like, you know, honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. So...
You just do what you do. And
I just do what I do, and hopefully it works.
Well, you mentioned when I was asking about, or we were talking a bit about the I called it water noise behind the particular
right.
track we just heard, but the looping that you have done some of in this recording,
right.
Do you do some of that also in live performance?
I do a lot of, yeah, I try to incorporate that into what I do. When I started playing shows, I was actually usually playing with more experimental sound artists and rather than like other folk artists. And I've always been interested in that kind of music. And so, yeah, I do try to, I mean, I love like the Robert Fripp, Brian Eno collaborations, layering guitar, ambient stuff. I mean, that I try to incorporate those elements into what I do on record. I think one of the things I like to do when I've been on the records is to differentiate, you know, there's like a very traditional acoustic vernacular and the more weird sonic elements of looping and, you know, guitar layering and sound effects. And I don't want to get married to one method, but I think it's nice, especially in a live context, for people to realize, oh, you know, he can do this and he can also play traditional acoustic stuff. And like probably my biggest hero is Sandy Bull, and he did a lot of stuff with live tape manipulation and electric guitars, and he also played banjo and classical guitar. And I don't know, I just, something about keeping it varied has always had a lot of relevance to me. So
you mentioned also something called the Silt Breeze catalog. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Silt Breeze?
Mm-hmm.
That's a label from Philadelphia that did a lot of more kind of experimental home recording artists, people like the Tower Recordings and the Dead Sea and the Shadow Rings. Really kind of a lot of like pretty amazing bands that didn't ever get huge recognition in like more mainstream indie rock, I guess. But I started collecting a lot of those 7-inches and records when I was 19 or 20. And it kind of encouraged me to get my 4-track set recorder back out and, you know, start experimenting at home with recording.
So did you make this recording, Behold the Spirit, yourself, or did you go into the studio and do it?
No, we did it in the studio.
But yeah, you used some of the techniques we're talking about here.
Well, yeah, I think we did, there's a couple of pieces on the album that are more like tape collage pieces, but we did all that live in the studio. We recorded it on 2-inch tape, you know, and with nice microphones in this old recording studio that Neil Young had worked in the 70s. I mean, it was a nice studio. I try to, like, just because Nashville's such a great town to record in, I try to, like, save up the money and the time to actually be able to do stuff in a formal studio setting when it's possible.
Well, sure. I mean, at least
for the albums, you know, because it's like I only make them every 3 or 4 years anyway.
Right. Well, I hope you'll be making more, and I hope that lots of folks will come out to hear you tonight. It's William Tyler from Nashville. He's coming to Champaign for a show tonight at Indigo Artist Co-op, which is located 9 East University Avenue. It's right between Neal Street and Walnut Street, where it comes to a point there. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and I assume they'll have, as usual, some exhibits going on there. Nick Rudd, local guitarist, will play first, and then William will come later on. And really pleased to talk with you here. Let's go out with another one from the Behold the Spirit CD. This has another title that I assume there's an explanation for, Ponotok.
Ponotok?
Yeah.
It was the name of the town where my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, grew up in North Mississippi. It's close to Tupelo, which is where Elvis grew up. But Ponotok is I named it after sort of in honor of my grandfather because he was one of the first musical influences I had. He played guitar and played piano, and when I was a kid, I remember he was always playing music in his sitting room and playing piano. He was a jazz musician and a band leader in the 30s, and so this was kind of like, I guess, a tribute to the memory of that. And it's probably one of the more traditional guitar pieces on the record as well. So.
Well, it sounds great. I certainly enjoyed listening to the music here. And it's William Tyler. The tune is Pontotoc. He's performing, and he's been my guest on Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's guitarist William Tyler. The music he called Pontotoc as a tribute to his dad, his hometown. And Behold the Spirit is the name of the CD from which that comes. William Tyler is going to be at the Indigo Artist Co-op on East University Avenue in downtown Champaign tonight for a show which opens at 8 o'clock, runs until about 11 o'clock, not that he's playing that entire time. Nick Rudd will open things at around 8:30. And I think William is scheduled to go on around 9:30. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. We have support for our broadcast today from 40 North, 88 West, presenting the 10th Annual Boneyard Arts Festival, April 19th through the 22nd, with venues throughout the county. The festival, in conjunction with the local business community, is a celebration of music, dance, arts, culture, and theater. Information on this year's festival is at 40north.org. And with regret, apparently we have had a communication problem, and I do not have the second half of the show that I thought was going to be happening live today with students from Champaign Centennial High School. We must have got mixed up because I believe they're actually off school today. But this was the day I thought we'd booked to talk about their production and hear preview of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is happening next weekend. Actually, at two different schools. We'll mention it again next week. But Champaign Centennial, I believe, goes Thursday through Saturday. And Holy Cross School also presenting that show, I think, Friday and Saturday. More details on those next week, and if we can reschedule, we certainly will. But that gives me a chance to play one of the tunes that I had from William Tyler that we didn't get to play. All the three that we have played so far from Behold the Spirit were all acoustic guitar, but he does have some electric guitar tracks on that particular CD. And this one is indeed on electric. This is called Tears and Saints. All the songs on this album are his own compositions. William Tyler on FM 90.9. Thank you. Music is called Tears and Saints, written and performed by guitarist William Tyler from his CD called the Behold the Spirit. And just out a couple of years ago, he'll be at the Indigo Artists Co-op in Champaign tonight. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. WYLL FM 90.9 and FM HD will be off the air this afternoon, beginning sometime after Live and Local, sometime after 1 o'clock, to allow maintenance work on our broadcast tower. The outage is necessary to ensure the safety of the tower crew. Listeners who tune to our Danville translator at 106.5 FM will also be affected, so they won't be able to. You won't be able to hear that signal either during the work period. And that outage is expected to last somewhere between 2 and 3 hours. Classical music programming on 101.1 FM will not be affected by the outage, so if you are in Champaign, Urbana, and have access to 101.1 FM, but normally listen on 90.9. You might want to switch over to there once you hear the signal disappear. Listeners able to receive that signal may want to do that wherever you are, but it's particularly targeted for Champaign-Urbana. That is 101.1 is, until the main transmitter is back. We apologize for the inconvenience. Appreciate your understanding. We certainly want to be sure that our tower crew is safe. So again, signal will go off 90.9 and 106.5 FM sometime after 1 o'clock today for 2 to 3 hours. Since we don't have the planned second portion of our program today, I thought I'd air some music that is pertinent to some upcoming performances in our area, including the performances that happened this weekend at Illinois State University of Puccini's opera, La Boheme. Opera program there, presenting that tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal. Here's one of the most famous excerpts from La Boheme, Act 1. This is Rodolfo singing to Mimi, who he's just discovering. Che gelida manina is the Italian, which means how cold your little hand is. Let me warm it for you. What's the use of searching? They're referring to a key that is she is pretending to rather he is pretending to have lost. He really just wants an excuse to hold her hand. He says, we'll never find it in the dark, but luckily there's a moon, and she's our neighbor here, etc., etc. In this recording, we're going to hear Jussi Björling in the role of Rodolfo, a recording made with the RCA Victor Orchestra, conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham. Music from Puccini's La Boheme. Tenor Jussi Björling from Puccini's La Boheme. He was singing the role of Rodolfo. Che gelida manina. How cold your little hand is. And he tells the story of himself to Mimi, who he's rather rapidly falling in love with. These things happen that way in operas and other theater and movies and things like that. He says, who am I? I'm a poet. My business, writing. How do I live? I live. In my happy poverty, I squander like a prince my poems and songs of love. In hopes and dreams and castles in air, I'm a millionaire in spirit. And I played that just by way of saying that Illinois State University Opera Program is presenting Puccini's La Boheme tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal. Join us Sunday night at 7 o'clock for a special evening concert. It's Handel's Messiah, Jane Glover conducting Chicago's Music of the Baroque Chorus and Orchestra with featured soloist mezzo-sopranos Elizabeth Futral and Jennifer Rivera, tenor John McVeigh, and baritone Christopheron Nomura. That's an evening concert special. Handel's Messiah, Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music through exhibits, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Tonight at the Pink House in Ogden at 5 o'clock, you could go hear the Big Creek Guitar Band. We actually had them on our show once playing live. Here's a performance of theirs from a CD which I think is called The Landing Set, referring to the landing at Kickapoo State Park. And I think I've already forgotten the name of the tune. I looked it up. Midnight Blues? That's not what it is. In any event, it's a blues. Big Creek Guitar Band here on Live and Local. The Big Creek Guitar Band, Blues Like Midnight, that was called. They're going to be at the Pink House in Ogden tonight, this evening at 5 o'clock. Let me run down as much as I can of the events you can go see and hear live, at least what we've got on our calendar. Doesn't mean there aren't other things. There certainly are, but these are the things that have made it to us, which gives me a moment to say that you can send me information about some performances you might either know about or be involved in by writing to willcalendar@illinois.edu, W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. And if you just want to get in touch with me and let me know about some group that you think we ought to know about here in the show, you can do that the same way. So let's see, In Your Ear Big Band is going to be at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign tonight at 6:30. The Prairie Dogs are at the Iron Post this evening at 5 o'clock, followed by Desafinado at 8 o'clock. The ISU School of Music is presenting guest artists, the Stilettos Brass Quintet at the Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tonight at 8 o'clock. The Foreigner is being presented by Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield tonight and tomorrow at 6:30 and Sunday for brunch. It's Rob Williams and the Soggy Bottom Blues Band at Pounder's Premier Nightclub in Peoria tonight at 6 o'clock. The Aduki Trio play jazz at Michael's Restaurant in Bloomington this evening at 6. The Brothers Size is a play being presented by the Armory Free Theater at the Armory on the University of Illinois campus in Champaign tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Joni Dreyer and Dave Cooper are at Clark Bar in Champaign tonight at 6:30. It's Friends of Theater presenting a Shōzō Sato retrospective at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then Shōzō Sato guest directs Lady Macbeth, a kabuki play at the Krannert Center. That's tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. University of Illinois studio recitals. Cello students of Professor Dmitry Kuzov will be at the Music Building Auditorium on the U of I campus in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30. Del Sur plays at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, followed at 10 by An Evening with Your Mother. Chicago Farmer is at Six Strings Club in Bloomington tomorrow night at 10:30. Matthew Curry and The Fury are at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. Tom Irwin and Friends play at Celtic Mist Pub in Springfield tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Diversity plays jazz at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur at 4 o'clock tomorrow. That's followed by Hitmen and a Dame, also playing jazz at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And finally, the Gavin Stolte Project is at Boomerangs in Champaign tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. Reminder that WYLL FM 90.9 and HD will be off the air this afternoon beginning shortly after 1 o'clock, or at least sometime after 1 o'clock, to allow maintenance work on our broadcast tower. The outage is necessary to ensure the safety of the tower crew, and that outage will last 2 to 3 hours, is the estimate. Listeners who tune in to our Danville translator at 106.5 will also be affected and won't be able to receive that signal during the work period. However, we will continue our classical music program on 101.1 FM. So if you're in the Champaign-Urbana area, you should be able to get that during the outage period. We apologize for the inconvenience. We do appreciate your understanding while the required work is completed. It's 55 degrees coming up on 1 o'clock. It'll be sunny this afternoon with a high of 62. Clear with patchy frost after midnight tonight, the low 38. Tomorrow sunny with a high of 68. And Sunday sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. I'll be back again on Monday with a show at noon. And since Desafinado are playing at the Iron Post tonight at 8 o'clock, thought I'd play a little bit of music of theirs. This is from their CD called Conocimiento, and it's a tune by two of their members, Connie and Tim Johnson. Connie Johnson and Tim Johnson. This is called Song for Jobim.
Memory of you and me.